Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is Ashraf Arifillah Azad Mashah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. Title is Meri Aah Dil Ke Yahi Hai Manazir. Baharo Ka Daman Samandar Ka Sahil Meri Aah Dil Ke Yahi Hai Manazir. Baharo Ka Daman Samandar ka sahil Meri aah dil ke Yahi hai manazil Janaza hua qabr mein aaj dakhil Hui khaake tan aaj mitti mein shamil Janaza hua qabr Rame aaj dakhil hui khaake tan aaj mitti mein shamil tera feez-e sohbat-e sheikh-e kamil hua sab ka dil dard nisbat ka hamil tera feez-e sohbat-e sheikh-e kamil Hua sab ka dil dard nisbat ka hamil Baharo ka daman samandar ka sahil Meri aah dil ke yahi hai manazil Nahi koi rehbar hai raah-e junoon ka Nahi koi rehbar hai raah-e junoon ka magar saaye sohbat-e sheikh-e kamil magar saaye sohbat-e sheikh-e kamil mere dost to zikr ki barkaton se sakina hua dil pe hum sab ke nazil mere dost to zikr ki barkaton se sakina hua dil pe hum sab ke nazil baharon ka daman samandar ka sahil meri aah dil ke yahi hai manazil عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت کہ ناقص ہوئے ان کی صحبت سے کامل خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت کہ ناقص ہوئے ان کی صحبت سے کامل یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل بہاروں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل بہاروں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل
These اشعار of our شیخ they speak of all the inside condition the heart's condition And that is what we have to develop, the condition of the heart. If the heart is right, Allah inna fil jasadi mudghatu. There is a piece of flesh in the body. If that piece of flesh comes right, salahat jasadul kullu. The whole body comes right. وإذا فسدت, and if that piece of flesh is not right, then the whole body is also deteriorates. So, and that is spiritually. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, what Hazrat has explained, yeah, and this, yeah, in reunion, Hazrat wrote these poems, August 1993, when Hazrat was there, and this was when Hazrat was at the sea. And it's not everywhere it is like this, where the mountain comes right till the sea. Usually the mountains are a bit far away from the sea. And the beach, etc., that is separate. But here it was where the mountains were right at the sea. And all this, a person whose heart is open, he sees immediately the signs of Allah Ta'ala, the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And in various parts of the world, how Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is manifested. But unfortunately, we also, like many a Western tourist, all that will come out is that it's a breathtaking sight, or some words like that. But that our mind goes to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is important, that we recognize and we see Allah Ta'ala. So whether it is in namaz, whether it is looking in the fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, the changing every day which they witness, the change of night into day, but we don't take any notice. We made asr namaz, it was in the day. Now we made maghrib, it was at night. The whole system has changed. Everything has changed. But we don't take any notice, we don't take any lesson. So it isn't only when we are at such places, like where there's beautiful scenery, but this is for everyone, the day and night changing. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. They appear many, la'ayat. La is for stress, undoubtedly. There are ayat, many, many signs. But for who is it? Ulul albab, man of intelligence. Those are the people of intelligence who recognize their creator. So Hazrat was everywhere, he was all the time recognizing his creator. So Hazrat says, Baharu ka daman, samandar ka sahil. We are here at the lap of the seas, Baharu ka daman, of the mountains. Here we are, and samandar ka sahil, and the shore of the sea, where they are together like meeting one another. Mere aahe dil se, yehi hai, mere aahe dil ke, yehi hai manazim. From my heart, what I desire, what I long for, what I want, these are the stations, manazim, that I travel on, that I found my destiny, my road. I'm reaching my destination, what I look for in life. In some other form, Hazrat Damat Barak Rahmatullah Ali says that my desire is that we have an aeroplane and we all just engaged in the zikr of Allah and go around the whole world and make all turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Find Allah Ta'ala, engage with Allah Ta'ala, and get this love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Janaza hua qabar mein aaj dakhil. Hazrat explains now that life is going to come to an end. Everyone, the time is going to come when the janaza will be entering the qabar. And that is a wonderful time, or unfortunately, may Allah save us all, what time it will be. We khaketan aaj mitti mein shamil. And this body of ours, which was khaketan, which was made of sand, it has now returned to sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. From the sand we created you the first time, and to the sand we will return you again. So everyone is going to return there again. So that is the lesson that as from all the things of this world we take lessons. Janazas also are taking place every day, and we also attending from time to time, we are attending janazas, and we should be also taking lessons there all the time. That yeah, this body that was just a temporary form in this world. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali was going to give a bayan in a ijtima. So after Maghrib, when the bayan was going to start, so one person who was an army officer in the Pakistani army, he mentioned, he was sitting right in front, and he mentioned that the speaker should be introduced. Like normally everywhere, Jalsa, they say, now we call upon so and so, and then they give some introduction to the person, who he is, etc. So some introduction should be given. He should be introduced. So Maulana heard it. So Maulana said, I'll introduce myself. And then he started with his bayan, that my introduction is that I was born from a few drop of impure liquid. That is what I was born. For a few days, this is my body that can be seen. And how would قَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We created this human being in the best of forms. So that few days, and then back again we will be to the Qabr again. That is what we are. And what we do during this life of ours, well, that will determine what our life will be in the Qabr. And what it will be there forever and ever after that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of doing righteous amal, of making tawbah, istighfar, and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for all our mistakes and our wrong. Tera faith hai sohbat-e-shaykh-e-kamil, and whatever you have got is from your shaykh-e-kamil. When a person has a shaykh-e-kamil, and he applies himself and in the correct way, the correct adab, etc., that a person exercises, then he gets the benefit from the shaykh-e-kamil. For example, you might have a computer and it might have so many features, but if you don't use it, you don't get into it, it just will be there. It will be just the computer is there. How much you going to take benefit from it? So much benefit you're going to get. So this is what we have to do. So Hazrat is explaining here that how a person should benefit from his shaykh. That take your full benefit from your shaykh. Wa sab ka dil darde nisbat ka hamil. And then by taking that proper benefit, what is it? Then every person who was there, he got darde dil. Which is termed the pain of the heart, because the love of Allah Ta'ala is very loving, is enjoyable, but it is termed as the pain of the heart, because in that, for example, now you're getting up for tahajjud, outwardly it's like painful, you are leaving your comfortable bed, your cozy sleep bed, and now you're standing, but you who have got that nisbat with Allah, you know what you are enjoying, and you are prepared to give up that bed. That means nothing to you, and the enjoyment. So outwardly it seems like dard, pain, that you are in tahajjud, you are making dua, you are crying. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali explains that on the famous beach of Bombay Chowpatty, they sell there, those must be in those days, the shiro. Everyone knows what is shiro. They don't know what the English word for it will be. But anyway, and so a person buys one packet of that for 1 rupee, for example. And when he's eating it, and it's made very wonderful, delicious, and together with that, it is strong also. So when he's eating it, then water is coming out of his nose, out of his eyes also, and it looks like from his ears also. He feels like that it's coming out from his ears also. But he's enjoying it, and he's eating it to the last, but he doesn't leave anything. And after he's finished, he goes and buys another packet. So a person who doesn't understand will tell him, you were suffering so much, and you finished the 1 packet, and now you're buying the 2nd packet. but what enjoyment he is getting. So that is the dard-e-dil, why it's called dard-e-dil. It's the enjoyment of the heart. But because outwardly it looks, and to the poor, many a person, rosas, it can be hot summer days, long days. People will even like force that person to break his rosa, but he will not. The enjoyment that he is getting. In fact, Hazrat says, when a person got this nisbat and this ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then if people bring the most beautiful woman, force her on him and bring her in front of him, those his eyes will be open, but he won't be looking, he won't be seeing her. His nisbat, his ta'alluq is completely somewhere else, and that won't mean anything to him whatsoever. So that is what Hazrat is wanting for us to take from a sheikh. That is when we spend our time properly, that is what we should be taking. Nahi koi rehbar hai raah junoon ka. There isn't any guide of the people or the mad people, those people who are mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Today, every person will call another person mad. For example, people who are in sports, you'll see they are mad in sports. How they go? They will, how much time, how much money they will spend for the equipment of the sport, how much time they will spend, where and where they will travel to go. They are like mad for it. Fishing. People for fishing, where and where they will go in the world. They are fishing spots near them, but they'll go to thousands of kilometers away. They spend there a whole week there, fishing there. Or the whole weekend they will spend fishing there. You'll see they are mad. So the person who is getting up for tahajjud, who's making ibadat of Allah, who's going out in the path of Allah, people would say he's mad also. Leaving his responsibilities, his business, his family, his comfort of the house. Now he's going from masjid to masjid. He's going from town to town. And it looks like, so they will call these are mad people, like that. But everyone knows what enjoyment, and which is the real, genuine enjoyment, which is just temporary only for this dunya. And it is only to do with the body, the outward part of the body, and which has to do with the heart. And the heart is is getting that enjoyment. That is what is the real enjoyment. And those are the real churahi junoon. You know, the people of the mad people who are really mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And they forget themselves. They forget everything for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The food they give up, keep their rosas. The sleep they give up, they are busy in ibadat. The comforts they give up, they are going in jamaat from spending their own money, their own time, and going. And what are they getting from the people? Nothing. In fact, if you working properly according to Surah, you are not only cooking and eating your own food, but you are cooking and feeding the people there. The people, you encourage the people, come sit down, have meals with us. Especially like if some poor people or somebody, you are in fact feeding them. Not that they are hosting you and you are eating their food, but you are feeding them and you are enjoying all that. And when the people take part, you are getting more and more enjoyment. So all this is that those are the people of Ahle Junu, the people who are like madly in love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is what we have to strive for. That is what we have to try and acquire, that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Magar saaya hai sohbat-e-shaykh-e-kamil. But that we get from the shadow of a Shaykh Kamil. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with a great Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And this is all Hazrat's faith, that from a young age, when people interests are all in other things of the world. He went and stayed with his share, right, not in a village, in a farm, right out in a jungle, where there was only the his share's house and nothing else around there. Nothing else. And he spent his time there. And Hazrat explained that as a young person, usually your food is your desire. You want your food. But his share should not have anything. His share should get up 3 o'clock in the morning and till lunchtime, he shouldn't have anything. So Hazrat should say, I should also, in following my share, I also should not have anything. And as how you feel. But his share was, so he spent his time like that. And today for small, for children, youngsters, to spend their time with old people. It's like, it doesn't make click at all. That you, like, sort of, what you're doing with the, but Hazrat, it was, he was devoted to his Shaykh. And his Shaykh was an old man, and he was completely devoted to him. So this is then, that is what Hazrat then gained from his Shaykh. And this you get from, when you devote yourself like that, and you give yourself over like that, that is when you acquire this. All this comes when a person makes the khidmat, and he serves the Shaykh, and he honors the Shaykh, and for at that time, like when you are young and you've got so many other interests, and for your Shaykh you sacrifice everything, then Allah Ta'ala brings you to that madrasaya sohbat Shaykh Kamil. That is when a person gets all this, and he's blessed with this great, great qualities. Mere dosto, zikr ki barkaton se, one is sohbat, one very important thing, and the other is zikr, the remembrance of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that iman also gets like rusted, how steel, when water falls on steel, then it gets rusted. Like a ship continuously, because it's at sea all the time. So the steel on the ship gets rusted also. So they are continuously, they paint, keep on painting it. They don't stop. When they finish one round, they immediately start to the next round. So it continuously. So like that zang, this rust gets onto our hearts also of the iman, of this worldly things which are the influence of the world which comes onto a person, continuously a person is being also. So he also has to do his painting all the time, so that the rust doesn't catch on. It can be free from rust, and the painting is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. As it also comes in the hadith, the mafhum of it more or less, that shaitan is like a mosquito sitting on the heart. And he's just waiting when he can put his poison into the heart. And that he gets a chance when you are not making the zikr of Allah. When you are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Then he puts his poison in. And then all funny ideas and thoughts come into a person. Like for example in namaz, if a person is conscious of Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't think of wrong things, of other things. But the minute he's unconscious of Allah, then now all other thoughts come. And then a person, before he realizes, his namaz is finished already. And he realizes, I hardly thought about Allah Ta'ala. The whole namaz went, and I didn't even think about Allah Ta'ala. So zikr is that which keeps shaitan away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that everything becomes rusted. And to remove the rust is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to, the other is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We have to engage in that as much as we can also to remember Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala and make the zikr. And in that, which Mashaykh explained, two things are very important. One is punctuality, that regularly. Not that some days we have josh and we make lot of zikr, and other days weeks pass and no zikr whatsoever. So that should not be the case. But continuously, whatever our zikr is, we should make it. What has been prescribed, Abu Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali prescribed 100 times zikr of La ilaha illallah and 100 times of Allah. So if a person does that but with pabandi, and it doesn't take long at all, but we do it regularly, properly, and also the other with concentration, that we think that not just reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, but with concentration, that we are removing La ilaha, we are removing from our heart. Hazrat explained that sit in such a way that your with your head towards your heart, and then from your body, from your waist, you move it to the right. So in other words, you are vacuuming, taking out from the heart, La ilaha. Everything besides Allah, you are taking out from your heart. And then you come back again now to the left. You went to the right, now you come to the left, and you put in your heart, illallah. So you are vacuuming 100 times. If you vacuum your room, 1 time is sufficient. If you vacuum it 100 times, how clean won't it come? So this, you are vacuuming your heart 100 times, and with which vacuum? The vacuum of La ilaha illallah, which is a very strong and powerful vacuum. It is such that if you try and block La ilaha illallah with any and everything of the world, whatever they can be, La ilaha illallah just goes, flies past everything, and it goes direct to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And when it reaches there, it takes from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And then, with illallah, it's the treasures which are by the arsh of Allah start coming into your heart now. And then you yourself get surprised that what Allah Ta'ala is putting on your tongue, what thoughts, the marifat of Allah, love of Allah, which you never thought of before. Now all that is coming also in you. All that is what, when we make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we should make our dhikr also, and we should make our dhikr also regularly. Mere dosto, zikr ki barkato se, sakina hua dil pe hum sab ke nazil. And then what happens when you make the zikr, then sakina, peace of reassurance, that comes onto the heart. And then you feel that contentment, you feel that enjoyment with tilawat of Quran Sharif also, and with the zikr of Allah, durood Sharif, tawbah, istighfar. If a person was dirty, he changed the wheel of his car, or he worked on his car, and all grease, oil on his body, but now he takes a bath, he becomes clean. How nice you feel. The minute you take a bath, you feel nice. So with zikr, you are cleansing yourself. And you remove all the dirt from the heart. And when the heart is clean, then the whole body also is clean. The mind is clean. The eyes are clean. Everything is clean when the heart is clean. So that is what we have to work. And the zikr of Allah, we underestimate the zikr of Allah very, very much. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age, when he had become paralyzed, the bottom half of his body was paralyzed. But he says, I traveled the world in that condition, and with the sole purpose of establishing the majalis of zikr everywhere, so that people could remember Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat should say, the fitness that come in any place, because of the neglect of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat wrote to the principals of big Darul Ulooms also. One principal wrote back to Hazrat and said, we teach Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Jalalain, Tafsir of Quran, etc. Isn't all this also the zikr of Allah? All, everything is the zikr of Allah. But this particular zikr which is referred, which is known, what is the zikr of Allah, that is referred to. Otherwise, obedience of Allah is the zikr of Allah. When a person is in the obedience of Allah, he is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But here what is required is that the zikr as we understand it, as we are taught what the zikr is. That is what is required. So this, and wherever there is a negligence of the zikr of Allah, then shaitan gets the chance to bring his fitna in those places. And then in different forms, then all fitna start taking place. But when the zikr of Allah is present, then shaitan doesn't get a chance either. Ajab dard se kisne tafsir ki hai. The Hazrat says that how, what love and what feeling did somebody make the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. That was Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. How he had made the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Ke Quran hua aaj hi jaise nazil. It felt that the Quran Sharif was just revealed now. This Allama, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great Allama, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, a great Allama. But when he heard the bayan of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and though he was an Allama, he said, today I got that enjoyment as though I feel that the Quran was just revealed today. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, like fresh jalebi, which is just from the frying pan. Nice, hot, fresh jalebi. What enjoyment that has got. So this Quran Sharif, that enjoyment. So that when a person makes a zikr of Allah also, and then that enjoyment comes on his heart, he knows what he is feeling and what he is getting. May Allah bless us with that. That this is what we have to strive for. Hazrat is giving his bayan and encouraging us to work towards that, to find that enjoyment. That all this reality is coming to a person. Khuda Shaykh ko mere rakhe salamat. Then automatically a dua comes out for the Shaykh. That from my Shaykh I learned this and I learned that. So much I learned from my Shaykh. May Allah keep my Shaykh salamat. In every way, in all ways, may Allah keep my Shaykh salamat. Ke naqis hue unki sohbat se kamil. Ke people who are incomplete. They had iman, everything, but they didn't reach perfection stuff. Like Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, those who don't make tahajjud, laysa min al-kamilin. They are not still perfect people. That when you make your tahajjud, whether it's tahajjud after Isha, tahajjud time starts after Isha. And that also, Allah reward our Shaykh, how beautifully he explained it. The awwal waqt of tahajjud is the minute you are finished with your Isha, your four farz of Isha, your two sunnats of Isha, then Isha, you should read all the other nawafil or sunnats also. But the minute you are finished with that, then the time of tahajjud starts. And there are many people who after the two sunnats of Isha, read the three witr rakats of witr namaz also. And witr namaz, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should read it always, the last namaz, tahajjud. After he finishes his tahajjud also, then the last he should read was the witr. And that is till today is mustahab. That person who is sure that he is going to get up for tahajjud, then he should delay his witr namaz for that last part. A person who feels that I might not get up, then witr is like almost close to farz. So then he shouldn't miss it. Then make it after Isha. But if you are sure you're going to get up, then you make it at that time. So all that is, now you were a namazi, you were everything, but you didn't reach that level stuff. But now, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the company of your Shaykh, and you taking your proper benefit from your Shaykh, you also become amongst those people. And you also reach that level. خدا شے کہ ناقص ہوئے ان کی صحبت سے کامی یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے. This is what we have got hope in from Allah Ta'ala, from the lutf and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل. He has to speak for himself. He uses his own name, but on behalf of everyone. And that was Hazrat's worry and fikr and every shaykh, that how can everyone become people of Jannah. May Allah give us also that worry, that concern of how we also can become close towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is what we have to strive for. Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity of this worldly life of ours, brought us here, and it is to find Allah Ta'ala, to find, to make our akhirah, which is for that, not just to pass our life here, not just to live from day to day, but to make the akhirah. That is the purpose. So Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq to work in this direction and find Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This worldly life is a very short period, and it has got a purpose. There is a purpose in this life, and that purpose, for us, we couldn't have known what that purpose was. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and together with the Nabi, Allah Ta'ala sent a kitab also. Every Rasul, Allah Ta'ala sent a kitab also. So the kitab is also our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He's now in his qabr mubarak, but his kitab is alive in the whole world. All his teachings are there, and that is what we have to hold on to. You hold tamassaku, hold on to it very firmly. And the Quran Sharif, we must hold on to it very, very firmly in order to find that path that leads towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when a person leaves the Quran Sharif and he does not associate with the Quran Sharif and the ulum of the Quran, and we find even today there are people, previously there were much more people, that their whole occupation was only Quran Sharif. One great muhaddith, one great hadith ustad, who taught, in fact, all the big hadith kitabs. But when that day came, and that hadith that came had that effect on him, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ أَوْ عَلَّمَهُ, who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran, he gave up everything else. Even teaching of hadith he gave up just to teach Quran and to teach the children Quran Sharif. There is nothing more valuable, more great than engagement with the Quran Sharif. How much a person engages with Quran Sharif, so much a person becomes valuable by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is what we have to be also making effort on all the time, to engage with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, whether it is the zikr of Allah, whether it is the sohbat of the shaykh, or whether it is the other forms of ibadat like tilawat of Quran Sharif, etc., nawafil, etc. All this is to come closer to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and to find Allah Ta'ala, who is the most beautiful. There is nothing, in fact, all beauty in the world is just a slight effect of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. And that should give us an indication and an idea of how beautiful Allah Ta'ala is. And if you find Allah, you have found all the beauty. It is said in the time of Harun al-Rashid, the famous king, that one of his ministers was, at that time Baghdad was the most beautiful city in the world, outwardly also. The gardens, etc., all that. So he was with his wife on a summer's night in the garden and making love to her and expressing his great beauty, his great love for her, and expressing how beautiful she looks. And in that he went overboard. And it was the 14th full moon also. And he said, if you are not more beautiful than the 14th full moon, then talaq on you. Divorce on you. If you are not. And the moon, 14th full moon, which is recognized and used as a symbol of beauty by all poets, ancient, modern, east, west. So she understood, where can I be as beautiful as the moon? And she was a pious, educated woman. So she went in parda immediately that talaq has taken place, that I am not so beautiful. And then he realized his folly. What did I go and say? And I didn't say in anger. Usually a person gives talaq in anger. I said this in love. And I said in admiration of her, and now what have I done? So what? However he passed his night, the next morning he went to Harun al-Rashid and told him, this is what transpired. So he summoned the ulama of Baghdad, and great ulama. Which great ulama there were in Baghdad at that time. When he put the masala in front of them, the question, all of them said, talaq has taken place. But one alim was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali. He was keeping quiet. So they asked him, you're not speaking, you're not saying anything. So he said, in my opinion, there is no talaq. So they said, how can you say that? All the ulama are saying, and who can be more beautiful than the moon? So he says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created human being, insan, in the most beautiful form. So in front of the words of Allah Ta'ala, even the beauty of the moon cannot compare with what Allah created this insan. And this insan is outwardly also is a great marvel of Allah Ta'ala. Inwardly also, physically, all the functioning of the heart, the pancreas, the liver, the kidney, it's unbelievable how it's all functioning and how it is all synchronized, everything with one another, how it works. How Allah Ta'ala has made it. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created this insan in this most beautiful form. So, and Allah Ta'ala says, in fact, in the Quran Sharif, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. The greatest proof of the existence of Allah, of the Tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala, of the great Qudrat of Allah, the great beauty of Allah, is you yourself, O insan. If you want to find Allah, you don't have to look out of you. You have to look in you. And you will find Allah Ta'ala. And then automatically, who gave you your eyes? Not your parents, even if they are opticians, optometrists. But they can't forget making their own eyes. They can't look after their own eyes also. And maintain it. It's only Allah Ta'ala. A cardiologist, he can't look after his own heart. His own heart is not in his control. Where is somebody else's heart in his control? It is only Allah Ta'ala who looks after a person. There was a famous cardiologist in Lodium many years ago, very famous and very pious too, Muslim. And whenever he used to operate, he should make 2 rakats of namaz. He should give sadaqah, and then he should operate. On one patient, he did his sadaqah, he made his namaz, as he was bending now to start the operation, he suffered a heart attack. So his own heart is going to be now doing a bypass or whatever for another patient, but his own heart is not in his control. One meeting of the cardiologists of the world, where they had a meeting and they decided who will be the chairperson of this meeting. And they chose one person who was the most top cardiologist of the world. And in that meeting, he passed away of a heart attack. So it's not in our hands at all. It's totally and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the doer and He is the controller. He is everything. And to give it so, and here we can see that Hazrat was sitting there out at the sea, and Hazrat's condition was very, very different from our condition. Once in Stanga, when Hazrat went to the beach also, and all the murids, plenty, were there. But Hazrat was just in a different frame of mind. His mind connected to Allah Ta'ala all the time. We were together with Hazrat in Turkey, and on the Bosphorus, they take you for a ride on the boat to show you all how the battles had taken place, etc., all that. So after hardly long, we found Hazrat was missing. Then we looked for Hazrat was at the bottom with the rudder. of the bhotis at the bottom, where there was nobody, all alone. And Hazrat there was engaged in the zikr of Allah. And his heart was connected with Allah Tabaraka. Outwardly, we will think like tourists will go and look at the tourist attractions, etc. But Hazrat was completely different. When the Saatis took Hazrat to the Kruger National Park, Hazrat announced and said, and made it clear that I'm not going to the park and I haven't come here to look at animals. I've come here to look at the creator of the animals. That how great Allah is. And the greatness of Allah. On one occasion, we were not present there, but the Saatis explained us in Chipata, where they have also many of these national parks of animals, etc. The lions had just done a kill, and they were going to eat now the whole lion family. So one person who thought he was a bright spark, he took a stone and he threw it towards the lion. At that time, the male lion, he got up, looked towards these cars, 8-10 cars that were passed and were watching now. And he gave one, what you call the sound of?
Roar.
One roar of the lion. All those people say, in whose hands the cameras were to take photos, the camera fell from their hands with that one roar of the lion. And then the persons whose hands were on the steering wheel, just like it became lame and it fell down. Those whose legs were on the pedals, the brake, the clutch, whatever, it became like paralyzed, those legs, with that one roar. Then Hazrat say, at that time, that on Qiyamah's day, when Allah will announce, Limanil Mulkul Yom, for who does sovereignty belong today? That is the time when people will be out of their senses. Not a lion, the creator of all the lions, the creator of everything, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to record by zikr of Allah and by the zikr and the company of the righteous and the pious. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these great values.